I said we should take a lesson from the insect. Take a bee. If a bee want honey, he'll go out and make it. And if niggas want freedom, all they got to do is quit crying and lying and dying and just reach out and take it. Take it. Take it.
In the first place, the Negro has never been as docile as white Americans wanted to believe. That was a myth. We were not singing and dancing down the levee. We were trying to keep alive. We were trying to survive.
At this point, I think that it is important to make one thing very clear. I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Hello, niggas.
Hello, niggas.
Hello, niggas.
I want each and every one of you to ask yourself a question. Like, am I a nigga?
Are you a nigga?
Am I a nigga?
Am I a nigga?
Am I a nigga? And if the answer is yes, 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 don't be ashamed to admit you're a nigga.
No.
Because it's the nigga in you that turns you black.
Black.
Once you learn to hate it.
Hate it.
This matter-of-fact, middle-class, black, bourgeoisie-ass, wish-I-was-rich-class nigga man.
Nigga man.
Mm.
Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigga.
What sure is.
Nigga, he look at me with hungry eyes, tries to take me by surprise with his fancy title, conservative dress. Mm. Whitey's manners at their best. Mm. Oh, how he lays it on. Opens the door, takes my arm, shows me off with the maximum charm. Haircut close against his head. Thinks he's alive when he's really dead. Fooled into believing white lies instead of the black truth. You know the type. Do anything to touch your swipe. Likes his women to press their hair and dress to kill and smile a lot against their will. Bow and scrape to beat the band. For position, for money, or to please the man. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigger. Makes you wonder what this black world is up to. Up to its neck in credit and debt. Trapped in the ghetto like a fish in a net. Trying to get free, trying hard to be real. But hungry a lot. Till you run into one high-class bourgeoisie-ass nigger gonna help you out. He puts some cash in your hand, say he understand, but leads an unhappy life. Has an unhappy wife and one big plan for you. All you gotta do is, well, you know.
You know, you know.
Honey, what's this black world becoming? Party time, plenty of wine and good grass, but no cash. Black men preaching that they care, sitting there proud to be black with their natural hair. And
Rabbit
they
black.
Say, ain't it a fact that black women today are over-demanding, selfish, and spoiled, misled into using the pill and the coil, complaining that blackness means hard work and pain, not knowing their place, too much crap on their face, dresses too short, too tight, In fact, nothing about this proud black woman seems right to hear them tell it. Well, I'd rather sell it than give it away any day to somebody who's always got something to say, like, you ain't nothing, no way, bitch.
We're going to take a break from the headlines to talk about something I've had on my mind for quite some time now. So much so that I felt compelled to bring back our segment where we hold politicians, leaders, and pundits accountable for what comes out of their mouths. It's time now, again, for No Talking Points.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped,
the Trayvon Martin murder case got just about everybody talking about race, and not just specifically how it related to the case. It got some, many on the political right, wondering why the so-called liberal media wasn't talking about other problems in the black community.
Let's talk about race. Let's talk about black-on-black violence.
The outrage that I have is in the lack of really the national attention to what is an epidemic of crime in the black community committed largely by blacks.
Why aren't we talking about it? Good question. Actually, that's not a good question. We talked about it many times on this show and on CNN. It's actually a good deflection, as I've said a number of times to a number of guests here on CNN and also on the radio.
David, do not do that false equivalent. That is
no,
not,
I'm not trying to equivalent, but there's outrage.
Yeah, but listen, crime happens all the time, and because a crime happens, it does not mean that you should shift the focus from what happened here. Let's stick to this particular point.
Okay, so on this issue.
Thank you.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. Been feeling this way since I was 16. Came to my senses. You never liked this anyway. Fuck your friendship, I meant it. I'm African American. I'm African, I'm black as the moon. Heritage of a small village, part of my residence. Came from the bottom of mankind. My hair is nappy, my dick is big, my nose is round and wide. You hate me, don't you?
So that's the reason I didn't want to discuss at length crime in the African American community or how to fix other ills that seem to be plaguing the community in general. But now that the jury has reached its verdict, one that everyone must accept, it's time now for some tough love on the subject. Someone on another network got the chance to go first because I couldn't go during the week. I'm only here on the weekend, so listen to this.
The reason there is so much violence and chaos in the black precincts is the disintegration of the African American family.
He's got a point. In fact, he's got more than a point. Will?
Raised without much structure, young black men often reject education and gravitate towards the street culture, drugs, hustling, gangs. Nobody forces them to do that. Again, it is a personal decision.
Relevant to society, that's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutionalized manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dealt. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then pill out. Muscle cars like pull-ups, show you what these big wheels about. Black is successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, bitch, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
He is right about that too. But in my estimation, he doesn't go far enough. Because black people, if you really want to fix the problem, here's just five things that you should think about doing. Here's number five. And if this doesn't apply to you, if you're not doing this, then it doesn't apply to you. I'm not talking about you. Here's number five. Pull up your pants. Some people, a lot of them black, gave me flack for saying that recently on the Wendy Williams show.
If you're sagging, it means, I think it's your self-esteem is sagging and who you are as a person, it's sagging. Young people need to be taught respect and there are rules.
Sagging pants, whether it's Justin Bieber or no-name Derek around the way, walking around with your ass and your underwear showing is not okay. In fact, it comes from prison when they take away belts from the prisoner so that they can't make a weapon.
I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people. I can tell because there's threats when I see you. I can tell because your waist is equal. No, I can tell because you in love with the Desert Eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain, then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Dosa might go to war. Two two tribal armies that want to build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with pie rules, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Defense to that too, and I wondered if I gave the right advice. I really did. But confirmation came the very next day on my way home when I exited the subway on 125th Street in Harlem. This little kid in a school uniform, no older than 7 years old, he was crying his eyes out as he walked down the sidewalk with his mother. I'm gonna be honest here. She turned to him and she said, "I'm sick of you. You act like an old ass man. Stop all that crying, nigger." Is that taking the word back? Think about that. Now, number three, respect where you live. Start small by not dropping trash, littering in your own communities. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life.
Hello, niggas.
Hello, niggas.
Hello, niggas.
I want each and every one of you to ask yourself a question. Like, am I a nigger?
Are you a nigger?
Am I a nigger?
Am I a nigger?
Am I a nigger? And if the answer is yes, and if the answer is yes, and if the answer is yes,
I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life.
No.
Because it's the nigga in you that turns you black.
Black.
Once you learn to hate it.
Hate it!
Predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived
Honey,
in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life. I've lived in several predominantly
this
white neighborhoods
fact,
in my life.
This matter of fact, middle class black bourgeoisie ass, wish I was rich class nigga man. Honey, there's a difference between a black man and a nigger.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food, what he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, "We got a good house here," the house Negro say, "Yeah, we got a good house here." Whenever the master said "we," he said "we." That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, "What's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick?" He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, "Let's run away, let's escape, let's separate," that house Negro would look at you and say, "Man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this?" That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggas running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, "I'm the only Negro out here."
I've lived in several predominantly white neighborhoods in my life.
I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro. And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate.
Yes, sir, I do like
you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean, separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa. That's what you say.
Use your humor against your opponent. Mr. Farmer.
Yes, sir.
Happy Mr. Farmer. Tell us one thing we don't know about your father.
He was the first Negro PhD.
One thing we don't know about your father, Mr. Farmer.
He walked from Florida to Massachusetts to go to college at Boston University. He graduated magna cum laude.
Mr. Lowe.
Tell us about your father.
Why don't you tell us something about your father?
We're trying to get to know each other, Mr. Lowe.
I was trying to get to know you, Mr. Tolson.
I'm not the one on the debate team.
Are we not engaged in a debate right now?
All right. I'll take the affirmative. Take the meanest, most restless nigger. Strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male niggers, female niggers, and nigger infants. Tar and feather him. Tie each leg to a horse facing an opposite direction, set him on fire, and beat both horses until they tear him apart in front of the male, female, and nigger infants. Bullwhip and beat the remaining nigger males within an inch of their life. Do not kill them, but put the fear of God in them, for they can be useful for future breeding. Anybody know who Willie Lynch was? Anybody? Raise your hand. No one? He was a vicious slave owner in the West Indies. The slave masters in the colony of Virginia were having trouble controlling their slaves, so they sent for Mr. Lynch to teach them his methods. The word lynching came from his last name. His methods were very simple, but they were diabolical. Keep the slave physically strong, but psychologically weak and dependent on the slave master. Keep the body, take the mind. I and every other professor on this campus are here to help you to find, take back, and keep your righteous mind. Because obviously you have lost it.